as most of you know, earlier today we reached an agreement with Albert Hainsworth. Since that time, he's come in, he's signed his tender, and he's fully ready to go for the football operations going forward. So we've reached an agreement with Albert. Again, he signed the agreement, and he's in the process of taking his physical, getting his equipment, and we'll be on the field from this point going forward.
How did he look to you?
He looked in good shape. He looked ready to go.
How many concessions did you have to make, more than you wanted or about what you expected to have to make to get him to sign?
Well, with Albert, we've had talks with Albert for a long time and his agent, and we started, obviously, before the season even got over. You know, we were willing early on to do certain things. We thought it was important for him to be here for the off-season program, for him to be here for training camp. So we were willing to do some things early on so they didn't miss training camp. Training camp's important for Albert. It's important for the Titans. So we did things consistent with what we were willing to do before. You know, we put in certain parameters, certain benchmarks that if he plays at the level he played at, the team does certain things. You know, there's an opportunity that we won't tag him next year.
How worried about if he reaches those benchmarks, he goes somewhere else?
Well, I think you're worried about that. At the same time, I think Albert likes playing for the Titans. He's been a big part of what we've done here. We've had a good... we've had a lot of discussions with him and his agent. I think even today it's a good faith thing on our part, and hopefully we keep those discussions going. And I don't think the fact that, you know, he has that opportunity for us not to tag him. I mean, there's been a number of players where teams have put that in and the players ended up signing with the team. Sean Alexander signed back with Seattle. Lance Briggs signed with Chicago. So I don't think that necessarily means we won't sign him long term.
You feel that what the talks that have gone on so far, they haven't been contentious to where, you know, he'd feel pretty good about coming back?
I think we made a lot of progress at the end toward the deadline, the July 15th deadline. We were really starting to make some progress, and, you know, maybe if we had a longer window, we could have gotten something done. And I think the more we stay with it, there's that opportunity.
The part where he's motivated more because of these benchmarks in there, do you benefit from that, at least for a one-time deal where he's maybe potentially playing even harder than he would have been?
Well, I think, first of all, Albert's a pro, and I think he's always going to, you know, give it his best and play hard. And I think at the same time, it's the thing where those incentives are in there, and it benefits Albert and it benefits the team if he does achieve those incentives.
How close are you to having Chris Johnson here?
You know, we've made a lot of progress in the last 24 hours. I don't have a specific time frame, but we're making good progress, and, you know, I don't think it's going to be that long before he's in here.
How difficult is it made getting him in camp because of other running backs still out there unsigned?
I think that's been part of the issue is players around us that aren't signed, and at the same time, we've got to get him in here. So we've had discussions. We kind of know what we think is fair, and it appears to be picking up some momentum, and again, we're optimistic we'll get that done fairly soon.
Does the Mendenhall deal getting in place help you a lot?
That helps us a lot, and I guess, you know, it helps determine the market, and we'll pay what the market is, so... I think the agent wanted to see what the market is. I don't believe Dallas has signed their guys yet. So, you know, we're making progress and things are moving forward.
How much hurt him not being here? You know, one day maybe not a big deal, but if a couple of days longer, how much that could set him back?
Yeah, I don't think one day hurts, but there's a point where if he starts missing significant time, it does hurt. Now, the good thing is, again, we're making progress and we're optimistic we'll get that done shortly.